Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. Each episode, we turn our gaze to overlooked design stories, and today we're paying close attention to the imagining and world-building found in design visualization. To explain the importance of which kind of people should populate the architectural renderings of prospective projects, here's Mina Krennic, an interior designer based at the LA offices of Perkins & Will.
When I was growing up, I would watch TV and I remember seeing no one with the same skin tone as me on television except for Sesame Street.
So this is where I left my lunchbox. I was wondering where I left my lunchbox.
I always tell people I used to have a crush on Ernie because he was the only one that kind of had similar skin tone as me.
One half of my chicken salad sandwich. Where's the other half?
As I got older, I used to pay attention to retail brands and commercials, and especially makeup, where I saw no women of color. As I've grown older, I've just become very keen with my radar for like racial reality. As a designer, my job is to make the unimaginable possible. So visions are really our business. When we're putting together these visions for people and storytelling of what it would feel like to be in these spaces and these environments, it's really important in every level for people that are looking at these visuals to see people that look like them. When I see people in these renderings that are all of one race, I become very deflated. I feel like, well, that's not what the world I think about looks like. That's made me make sure that anything that we're producing is very cognizant of those individuals that aren't represented. It starts from the very beginning, right? So like as we design in all these virtual platforms and we start putting individuals in these spaces we design, it's one of my favorite parts of the design process is envisioning how people will engage with each other. How will activities happen in this space? How do you choreograph what's going to happen in these spaces? You're trying to provoke a feeling. When you're starting to like move in the model and design a volume of space, you start putting people in so you realize what the scale will be for that environment. Is it too tall? Is it too narrow? And at that point, even that person you decide to put in your model becomes a representation of somebody moving through the space. Every moment that you start designing an environment, you go through this process. And I think what's interesting is we evaluate the audience of the space and we start developing these stories of these users and you know what their interests are. We actually even do personas and try to say that this person's interested in gaming and these are the things they focus on, or you know, as an example. It's like making a film and putting yourself in the character's shoes. We build the scene that inspire people, that heal people, and that teach people and motivate people. And it's really about defining and putting yourself into other people's shoes and really feeling that kind of emotion. And I think that's why where it involves a lot of emotional intelligence to be able to do this and do this well. First, the skin tone. When you're putting people together in these visuals, it's just being very aware of all the shades of color of folk. Thinking about heterosexual and homosexual relationships and making sure that if there are people holding hands, how that's represented. Also thinking about disabilities, you know, folks that are in wheelchairs or have wheelers or have crutches, like being conscious of all of those kind of elements too. Also, the second piece of this is you have to be able to create people in these kind of groupings that you want people to interact of different ethnicities and different races. And we have to keep on showing integration of different ethnicities for people to be almost influenced to understand how great the world can be. As designers that develop renderings or visuals to communicate their ideas, and especially now where visual communication is so important, you know, we really need to look around and really design spaces that are welcoming and create a sense of belonging. Thinking not only about race and ethnicity, but thinking about all forms of people. And I think you have to say, does this really represent the world that we live in? Or let's just even say at this point, the world we want to live in. Doing that mental checklist is really important.
My thanks to Mina Krennic there. She was speaking to this show's producer, Maylee Evans. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. London time. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.